Color Smoke Podcast. Welcome back. We'll start with George Floyd tonight, today. George Floyd, the guy got sentenced. 22 and a half years. I didn't hear the full verdict. I gotta probably really hear how he worded it. But a lot of people saying that a lot of things matter in that situation. Like where is he gonna spend the time? Like where he gonna do the time at? And all that kind of stuff. I seen Boosie came out and said, he know. Anybody know anything about the jail shit? Boosie damn sure is the nigga, you know what I'm saying? And Boosie saying that he probably gonna do 5 to 7 years and be home, for good behavior or something like that. Some people saying he gonna die in jail, somebody gonna kill him in the jail. But I think overall, I seen a lot of the outrage. I think that, I can't say it's a win because so many people said it was an L. So many people I respect and everything. So I don't want to say it a win to look like you bastard. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to be mad at me. I just feel like as a whole, it was a teeny little bit of a win. Because, we got George Floyd and the other guys, Ahmaud Arbery. Both of them, they lost too. Remember, two black one, now them dudes was regular people, so they were supposed to get barbecued or whatever. But I think that it at least is gonna put it on niggas, on them fed niggas' minds, like shit, nigga, you might get 13 and a half years, I think it's gonna at least put it on. I think it's gonna at least put it on them niggas' minds. I really think so, man. They probably gonna still be wildin'. But I wouldn't be surprised if the shit chilled out after today. Because they definitely still wilding and doing crazy shit or whatever. But like I said, George Floyd, the shit that George Floyd did was, the worst shit ever. You basically killed a nigga on camera, There shouldn't have been any 70 for him. Like, I ain't gonna lie, when they said he was facing up to 76, I figured like 47 would probably be all right for him. That's what they'd probably give him, 47. Because I was thinking, and I knew it was gonna be like a weird ass number. Not no damn 22, but I knew it was gonna be a weird number, like a 38 or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like an ugly ass number of years. But, for them to go, 20 years, man, there's no way that he gonna serve that whole 22. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's no way. Like I would say, man, I don't know. I seen something where they said they already denied him for a retrial. You know what I'm saying? They should retry his ass and give him 50 years. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, this is, you killed the nigga, you killed the dude, man, when people was telling you, hey, man, I think he died, you a human, too, you should know, for the simple fact that the motherfuckers that come on that jump and say shit like, oh, yeah, well, if you choking, can you have a conversation with somebody saying shit like that, what the fuck that mean, nigga? You know what I'm saying? For them to come on and say shit like that, fucked us up. It fucked us up. For them to come on and say shit like that, it fucked us up. Like, that was, like, y'all niggas trying anything. And y'all motherfuckers trying to alley-hoop off the backboard, off the seats, off the chair seats. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trying to unthinkable right now, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to fly a car or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? What you, that was the resemblance for you to try to, like, put that with that. Like, nigga, what the fuck that, nigga? He couldn't breathe and died. Recently, like shortly after that, like some disease gonna automatically, like, the, yeah, just so happened, the day that you put your thing on him, his motherfucking, his osteoporosis came in and killed him. The fuck out of here, man. Like, it, like, you niggas, they tried any goddamn thing, man. It's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up that, you know, you're gone. You know, and all you can think about is the, was back into the moment, like he was, like, really in, like, he really thought he was, like, he was doing something right. That fucking George nigga, he really thought that he was, like that what he was doing was cool, like he really thought that what he was doing was valid. Like, you could see it in his face. Like, he really thought what he did was valid. I'm like, dude. Like, and now you got a sorry, you want to say sorry. Like, nigga, you is not fucking sorry. Ain't no way in hell you were sorry. You had no sympathy for that man. Like, nothing. Like even when the nigga was, like, motionless, like, you could feel when a nigga go limp. If you got your knee, if you touching any part of their body in a strong manner that they can't move, then when they go limp, you're going to be able to feel like, damn, this nigga, is he asleep? You going, and then, nigga, it was, nigga, you was on a fucking concrete, you bitch ass, like that, bro. You was on a fucking concrete with his face. There was a sore on his eye, on his eye bone from where you was doing, where you was holding his face in. Like, that shit right there, bro, like, I see what, I see a little bit, man. Like, that shit right there was like some in a 50 years, man. It should have been a 5 first, man. It should have been a 5 first, man. Like I said, it should have been a 5, or 25 to life would have been all right, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, when you think into consideration of that type of shit, like, that's some bullshit. That man died on some flu shit. Like, you ain't never supposed to die with the police when you ain't trying to kill him. The police supposed to be the safest thing possible, as long as you ain't trying to kill him. Y'all motherfuckers tried to kill. But y'all motherfuckers sat there and killed that. And you know what, bro? This is gonna be a little crazy. Some people are not gonna like what I'm saying right here, I'm apologizing for you know, me saying this. It ain't that bad, but I apologize. I hope that those other two motherfuckers, I hope they get them niggas like 5 years apiece. You know, now of course I still wish his shit was like 50 years. I wish his shit would have been 50 and they would have gave them niggas like 5 or something. For real. Because, like, the two new niggas, bro, what the fuck could they do, bro? I ain't no police officer. Ain't never been a police officer. Like, I don't know what, how that ranking is, but you can pretty much imagine, like, trying to correct the nigga that's training you. This man is training me today. And I'm a correct him. You know, get what you seen in the movies with Ben Affleck and motherfucking the nigga Jake, Officer Hoyt. Forget about fuck what Officer Hoyt did. This is the nigga that's training me, and I gotta correct him. That's some difficult shit right there. You know what I'm saying? They should stop that shit, man. They should get them niggas like, they should get them niggas like 2 to 5 years, man. Just, you know, can't do no, can't, same thing. Don't touch no gun, none, all that shit. Just to show that nigga like, this was your fault, nigga. You know what I mean? Like me personally, I would be fucked up with that nigga. Like, look, you put us in this situation, nigga. You know what I mean? Especially when you got situation where they asked, like, hey, bruh, like, I don't really think we should be doing this. Like, I think we should just turn them over. Like, they was asking that man that shit, and that man was saying no, like. On his own, like, nigga, I'm running this situation. Like, motherfucker, I'm training you. See what I'm saying? Yeah, they wrong. They definitely, they gotta need some time because, like I said, you know, it's something you could have did. You could have made a call or something, or you know what I mean? And you know, for the person to say that she thought that the monitor at her job had froze. Cause she was on, he was on that nigga neck that long. How the fuck that sound, Slim? She thought the monitor froze, but the shit was rolling live. It's crazy, man. I don't know what exactly she's looking at, like how, you know what I'm saying? But she said she thought the shit froze and the shit was rolling through. So that's how you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was heartbreaking, man. And then, and the crazy part about it, anybody that was out there that would have hit one of y'all or took a motherfucking brick or something and bust one of y'all in the head. And you know, another thing, I think they should do it all differently. The little Samoan nigga that was standing there, that was, you know, doing the majority of the talking to the dude that was like, you a bum. You a fucking bum. The dude that, one that was going back at him, the little foreign nigga, I think him, he should get about 15 to 20. He should get about 15 to 20 because he was, you know what I'm saying? The other two, he wasn't no rookie. That dude wasn't no rookie. The other two dudes was the rookies. White nigga and the black bald head dude that got caught in Minnesota in the grocery store. The other dude, well, Samoan motherfucker, he wasn't training, so he could have did something. He been there a while. I think they said he did train him or some shit like that, but he wasn't new. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just a simple fact, because if the people that was out there didn't do nothing because of that officer, like he was holding serve, like yeah, you do something, you gonna get fucked up. And I'm telling you, like, that dude, the main witness, he probably would have got killed, man. It would have been two dead people out there. Cause they wouldn't have got up off his neck. Like, if he would have attacked, you know what I'm saying, and you know, got a stick or something, you know, they would have been like, oh, we had to use deadly force because he had a weapon, he had a stick in his hand, or we thought he had a knife, deadly force. Granted, it would have been two, and while all that was going on, cuz would have been still on dude neck. So you'd have had two, we'd have lost two brothers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't mad at them people that was out there at all. You can't be, you know what I'm saying? It was a young girl. You can't be mad at them at all. You know what I'm saying? You know, now the testimony and shit, like, you know, with the you know, they brought the girl, his daughter in, and it was, you know, just, it was like, you know, it was like a, it was sad as shit, you know what I mean? It was sad as shit because she was answering, you know, she was sound, you know, such a strong young, strong girl, because, you know, I mean, she rich as fuck now, so her life is probably, her life a movie now, you know what I mean? So, life a movie, you know. So, you know, when he was asking her the questions, like, her responses was so quick. Like, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't even, what he was saying to her wasn't even, you know, most kids like that, you know, they got to process it or whatever. Like, she wasn't even processing shit. She was giving them right back. Oh, Miss Born on the plane with him. Playing with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sad, man. And it's like, one thing you gotta understand is like, you know when a nigga scared, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as an officer, like, you, like, damn, trust me, bro. Like, they know the difference between a nigga that's scared of them and a nigga that might kill them. Trust me, they do, bro. Like I done been in a few situations with some scared ass cops. And it shook me because I couldn't believe how scared they was. Like, I couldn't believe how good they was. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were so, like, they were so it was a sad sight. It's just thinking about, you know what's going on. You know why we here, because, you know, her father's dead. You know what I'm saying? So it was really nothing to smile about, but it was just like, damn, man, like this dude was, you know, he wasn't even on no gangster shit, man. Like, that man was really scared, bro. You kill a nigga that's scared, bro. Like I said, bro, I know that it's going to be hard for that man. I know it's hard for that man to sleep at night, especially when, maybe not now while he was out. He was in jail, but when he get into that sense, man, I'm telling you, man, that nigga George Floyd going to be haunting that nigga, man. It's like you did a disservice to God. Like, killing a person anyway is bad, you know what I'm saying, for whatever the reason is. But for you to do it to a man that's in fear, That shit gotta be different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you killing a man that you supposed to protect. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucked up, man. Like I said, I'm not mad at the situation that, you know, he got the 22 years. I still feel like some of the feds gonna have to, like, oh, chill out. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe them niggas gonna have to, or better yet, well, you know what? What's really gonna change if the other officers do something different, how they sentence the other niggas. Now, if they smash them other officers, like the other three people, if they smash them, well, let's say they give all of them like 17, 18 years. Now, that's gonna make them other feds snitch, and that'll be a change. Mark my word, that'll be a change, because now they're gonna think about the possibility of, oh shit, what if he died? And then they make everybody that was at the stop go, no, I can't miss my family. Like, you see what I'm saying? And that's gonna be an unwritten change. Like, they gonna change that, because that's gonna make them niggas chill out. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna make them chill out, because it's like, whoa, like, nah, you ain't about to, you know what I'm saying? Because I can guarantee you, when they was with George Floyd, I can guarantee you that those two cops that was new, I can guarantee you that they was looking at, because remember, they was behind him. I can guarantee you that it was a few times where they was looking at each other like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is this crazy motherfucker doing? He gonna get us in some shit. Now look at him. So, I don't know, man. Like, I really feel like that's gonna be the ultimate win right there. And this is real shit. This is real. I'm speaking real shit because I just told you. I hope they get a slap on the wrist. You know what I'm saying? But even if they gave him like five, that's still like, who wants to do 5 years in jail, like, for some shit that they basically would just cooperate with the nigga that worked with him and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, that's my piece on that shit, man. So, you know, I don't know, man. Like I said, but, you know, I think it's a little bit of a win, but I know it's not. Just for those reasons of putting a little fear, because that's what you want. You're not really worried. You want to scare the officers into like doing their time. Because like, remember, like when I like always said, like none of them really do any time. Like they all like. All of them win the court. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta look it up, but like, the Cincinnati dude, DeBose, like, I gotta see, like, did his killer go to jail? You know what I'm saying? Because that was like one of the courageous, that job was crazy. It was like on my birthday a while back, you know? But, yeah, man.